Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today by Georgia Street, here with the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council as we get ready for another series of brown bag concerts. Georgia, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. It's always such fun to be here. And wow, you know, when you say brown bag, you think cooler temperatures. So
we're keeping our fingers crossed.
We can hope, can't we?
Well, that is the good news. The forecast talking about highs, I believe, like in the mid-80s by next week. So.
Isn't it amazing that we're so excited about the high 80s? But it sounds heavenly. It does.
Speaking of sounding heavenly, the lineup this year for the Brown Bag Concert Series, where will the series be taking place and when are the performances?
Okay, the series takes place in the lovely Anna Grano Park, which is located right between St. Francis Hospital and the courthouse. It's a lovely facility, and the city of Monroe puts chairs out for the guest, but you're encouraged to bring a quilt and have a picnic, or to bring your football stadium chair that has the little, you know, drink holder on the side. Mm-hmm. Those are always very comfortable for people. And it starts at 12 on each Wednesday during the month of October. And this is, I keep telling people, this is such fun. And it's a wonderful, wonderful break in the middle of your work week. On Wednesday, you come and enjoy some sunshine and some local entertainment. And Best Home Health provides cookies straight from the oven. And First Baptist Church Downtown provides lemonade and sweet tea and unsweet tea. It's just really fun.
Those downtown, easily within walking distance, is carpooling a good idea for those who may be living, you know, who may have to come from whether a business on 165 or something like that?
I do recommend carpooling. Mm-hmm. We've always been lucky in being able to find parking spaces, I love carpooling personally because it's always such fun to ride to and from something with someone else. And then, you know, you can talk about the concert when it's over and which song was your favorite and, you know, which cookie you liked best. So that would be great fun. And a lot of people in the downtown area can walk. A lot of the nurses come out of the hospital, mm-hmm, and enjoy it. And they've even brought some of the ambulatory patients have been able to enjoy the concert.
Series gets started Wednesday, October 6th with Ricky Pittman, a gifted writer, but also he has some music talents as well.
He really does. Ricky had performed at a Quota Club meeting, and I got a chance to hear him, and he was perfectly delightful. And I rushed up to him and asked him if he would be interested in doing Brown Bag, and he said he would love to do Brown Bag. So we're really excited about having him. He's a fabulous storyteller, and he does Civil War reenactments. So it's going to be a wonderful concert, but he's new to our lineup, and we're so excited because the whole purpose of Brown Bag is to introduce the community to our local, mm-hmm, artist, and we always try to bring someone new. So we're really, really excited about having Ricky, and I think he may even bring some of his books. He's written several books, and I have a few of them, and I think that would be great.
October 13th, I guess you could say the sounds of the 70s. Mason Grenet will be performing on the 13th.
I love Mason. Mason's one of our, you know, he's one of our favorites. I don't know if you know this, but Mason wrote the song for Flag of Our Fathers, the local movie that was done. And so he also has a new album, and which I will be purchasing. I'll call him ahead of time and tell him to bring me one. I have one of Mason's albums, and I've worn it out. I've enjoyed it so very much. So in addition to doing traditional Eagles and the Beatles and all of those, he has his own original work that he has done. In addition to being a fabulous entertainer, he's a fabulous guy. So we're always excited to have Mason.
Moving towards the latter part of the month, October 20th, a bit of story, a bit of song, Alice Prophet will be performing.
Alice, the first time Alice was going to do Brown Bag for us, she had laryngitis. And, you know, if you're a singer, you can't do Brown Bag with laryngitis.
Tough to tell a story or sing
and
a song.
That is so true. And then last year it was like, so I told Alice, I said, you get first choice of time and date, and Would you believe it rained a little bit? We decide every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, if the weather's iffy, we make that call because, you know, you have to get the news out to the media to let people know that it's you know, being canceled for that particular day. And we have to protect the instruments of our performers. And so, anyway, so we made the call not to have it. And then at 12 o'clock, the weather was absolutely gorgeous. And there were people that showed up for the concert because the weather was gorgeous. And so, so we are hoping for Alice on October the 20th, the most glorious day. and perfect singing voice. So we're looking forward to having her.
October 27th, Rod Allen Payne, Haley Yarborough. We're going to have a grand champion performing.
And she's a beautiful lady, too. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be really, really great.
She plays the fiddle, correct?
She does. She does. And she is the Louisiana State Fiddle Grand Champion, and which is so interesting because her family is very, very musical. Her dad taught Suzuki violin, mm-hmm. and I think maybe her mother also did that. So she started out on the violin, and so for her to end up being the grand champion and playing the fiddle is, you know, outside the box for her. So she's a wonderful talent and a beautiful, beautiful young lady. And of course, Rod Allen is just, you know,
all
everyone's favorite. So it, you know, we do have a great lineup and it's going to be such fun. And so I encourage everybody to come each Wednesday in October, bring a brown bag lunch, have your dessert and beverage provided for you and brighten up your day.
And a lot of folks get together to bring the brown bags.
They do. They do. A lot of people come. The whole office will come and have a picnic. So it just works out really. Secretary's Day has been celebrated at Brown mm-hmm. Bag. Lots of fun events.
Georgia, phone number or a website where people can find out more information?
The Northeast Louisiana Arts Council does have a website, and 396-9520 is the Arts Council, and they will let you know what's going on.
Looking forward to a great Brown Bag concert series. Georgia, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.